2 o'clock. And you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta. Gotta tell you, it feels good to be home. What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We got a lot to chop up, guys. I will tell you, being gone as long as I was, and it was great, I feel like, and I don't know if you've ever had this, where you go on vacation and you just feel like there are a million things that have happened, right?
Yes.
And I told Day-Day this. We were talking earlier because I was getting a feel of what was happening today. I had to go pick up our dogs. The boys were training and all this stuff. And I literally, he's talking to me about all this stuff, and I'm like, that happened? That happened?
Mm-hmm.
And today, look, outside of having Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager, is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour because the Braves are making moves. Mike and I have been talking about this for months, right? Season's been over. When are we going to do something? How do we make this team better? They seem like they have a plan. So Alex is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to our guy Connor Riley in 4 o'clock as the Dogs get ready for the college football playoff, and the playoffs start this week. But we're just going to recap. And I said on Twitter, I need your help to kind of fill in some of the blanks. And Mike, I know over the last couple of weeks you've been going through all these different things, whether it be the Falcons, and there's a lot of that, the college football playoff situation, the coaching carousel. Today, guys, literally within the last hour, it just broke. Day-Day, Big O, and Mike and I were talking about Philo's leaving Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Aaron Philo looks like he's going with Buster Faulkner down to Florida. And the immediate question is like, okay, yeah, you still haven't hired an OC. And now where goes the quarterback? And so, I mean, there's a lot of faith in Brent Key. He got the contract extension. But now they really got to hammer down and get this thing straightened out. Immediately, Carl and I were saying, does that mean Lagway may come to Atlanta? I wouldn't, in this world we live in college football, I wouldn't rule it out.
Mike, it's so crazy because every year now, and this is the new, we've said this, you're going to have so much turnover and so many guys. That kid, you guys remember that kid, Raiola?
Yeah, he's gone now.
He's leaving Nebraska after all of that.
So, I heard he's going to go to Apex Tech. You get your own set of tools when you graduate, Day-Day. Don't knock it.
So all of this movement, just get used to it. This is where we're at. Every year at the end of the season, you know what guys are going to do? Until there is a CBA and there is a contract between players and the schools or whoever is running this new system, they're going to reevaluate. And if I'm Philo, Mike, and I can leave Georgia Tech and make $1 million or $2 million more, I don't know what the circumstances are, but wouldn't you?
Heck yeah. Look, there are no loyalties. There are no teams anymore. And this is where you go with the loot. Anytime you lose an OC, there's always the fear he's going to take a quarterback with. That's going on for years, and now it can happen, and you don't have to sit out a year. That's what makes it so crazy. So I know Brent Key, look, he may have already anticipated this. I mean, it's news to us, but Brent probably aware of this, and now he's going to pivot, and we'll see who they bring in to start.
All right. Got to start with the Falcons, just for my purposes, all right? Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, it is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Follow Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And you can follow this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. First and foremost, thanks to all the guys who filled in. I know it was a round robin of guest hosts that were filling in and guys that we love on the radio station. Mike Johnson, we were talking about Stakey filling in. Obviously, Bo Morgan filled in. So thanks to all the guys that stepped up while I was out. But with that said, I asked last night, anybody been fired yet? The response was, Dukes, you know the answer to that. And I was like, okay, Mike, so tell me where we are right now with this Falcon football team before we go up there tomorrow.
Right.
And by the way, we got a big special guest tomorrow.
Right on, man. And we've teased it, so I can blow it out. I didn't keep a secret. I wanted the world to know because we've been trying to track him down for months, and that's Kirk Cousins. So we'll catch up with Kirk after our conversation with Raheem. So Day-Day, about the week you left for vacay, goes, man, there's a piece with Coach. He's of the opinion that Arthur is bringing him back, and maybe there'll be some subtle changes. And I said, maybe they fire Marquise Williams and they fire Zach Robinson, but the coach comes back and the general manager stays. And that's where we are right now.
That's where we are.
That's where I think as the position of Dukes and Bell is. I wouldn't be surprised if Arthur Blank doesn't fire the coach and GM.
But he's going to wait to do it?
Now, you and I said, and this is one of the last conversations we had before you left, I said, I got to hear from Arthur Blank. Where is Arthur Blank? You said it. You put it out there. And Bo and I argued when he filled in. He goes, what's he going to say? Was he Jerry Jones? I said, no, just give me something for the fans. Like, hey, tell me I'm going to evaluate things. So they leaked it to the NFL media. Ian Rappaport had the story that the Falcons are going to evaluate at the end of the season.
Okay.
So that's all we got. But it's better than nothing.
Okay. Well, what is it going to take for you to say, I'm okay with them not making a change, or for you to say, I'm way past it already, Dukes and Bell, and they should have already made the change? Mike, what I'm asking is, do these remaining weeks really matter?
Well, the five games you lost when the season was in the balance, and we just took out the Bucks, and ironically, the Saints take out Carolina. So now the nine wins, just half a game over or one game over what Vegas predicted as the over-under, may win you this division. Mm. So if I'm Arthur Blank, you guys screwed the pooch. Penix wasn't prepared. Zach didn't have the disconnect between the run game and the passing game. And then when Drake leaves, Pitts fills in where Drake's on the field, and magic happens with Pitts. How come you can't get the two guys to work at the same time? All questions I'd be asking if I was Arthur Blank.
All right. By the way, what happened with Kyle Pitts? I mean, no, I'm not joking. What? Where has this been?
Tampa is his thing. Now, the numbers are up. He's got three games. If he averages 67 yards, he gets to 1,000 yards receiving. He's currently right behind McBride from the Cardinals as the second best tight end statistically in the league. Maybe there's more with touchdowns, but he's got the receptions and he's got the yards receiving, which now has Falcon fans calling us saying we got a franchise.
What? Got who? Kyle Pitts?
Since you've been gone, and another thing.
Wait, what?
Yes. Well, you were on that desert island. Now all of a sudden people go, we can't lose Pitts.
No!
And I said, and Bro Morgan and I argued this, and Mike Johns, we all covered it, Dave too. How do you look over the inconsistency? Yes, he's better with good quarterback play, but he also took forever to get back the injury. And there's still things like the Berlin game. It's one thing to say, yes, you get him involved, but we've also got him involved early, and Penix tried to get him involved, and he drops balls. He doesn't fight. In Tampa, he uses physicality, and he's fighting for passes for whatever reason he wasn't doing before.
Now, look, we don't win that game last week without him. That's facts. We get it. Kirk Cousins was good in that game. And I think this is one of the fundamental questions they're going to have to ask themselves as we look at the Falcons' remaining part of the season here and then into the offseason, which I told you guys, look, it's going to be interesting. This offseason is going to be crazy. I know you guys were all frustrated with the fact that we're probably not going to the playoffs again. I know mathematically, Mike, we haven't been eliminated. But I get that. But this offseason, with the decisions that need to be made, what's the quarterbacking situation, and then who, in fact, are you paying?
Right.
Right? These are huge, monumental decisions. Whether this regime is here or not, and by the way, do you allow a regime that may not be here to make the decision to keep or hold on to a player? I have all these issues with this. Let me say this about Kyle Pitts. Glad he showed up. Glad he had a great game. But Mike Bell, you cannot pay him top tight end money based on this one season. And I know you're going to say, well, what about his rookie season? Guys, that felt like 10 years ago. That's so in the rear view, I can't even describe to you how that relates to where we're at currently with this football team. As much as we like what he did last week, I just need more. I would ask you Falcon fans this question. Drake doesn't have to play at all this year and you're going to pay him, right? Because you know what you have. He's shown you with bad quarterbacks and he's shown you with good quarterbacks. If I asked you that same question about Kyle Pitts, you know the answer. It's, hadn't been the same. Hasn't felt the same.
What have you done for me lately?
And that is why everybody right now around the ATL is like, yeah, man, we need to take care of Drake. Drake's a dog. You don't say that about Kyle. And you don't say it because he had a really good game and, wow, we're glad he showed up. But the consistency, to Mike's point, hasn't been there. So, Mike, franchise tag. You guys do realize that's the top five salaries of the top five tight ends in the league, right?
Right, right.
The average.
And then we get into it. Like Bergeron's going to need a contract.
Come
you
on.
Already talked about Drake. Bijan needs a deal. We're going to have to go spend some money on an interim quarterback. We're going to have to try. We'll talk to Kirk about his intentions. Is there any scenario where Kirk would sit down with the Falcons and renegotiate to come back and start? I don't think so. I think Kirk's going to say, screw you guys, cut me loose. And I'm working for my resume right now. And you never should have drafted a quarterback because you know it irked me. And I may have sat out last year when I was hurt if you didn't have a guy over my shoulder. So I can't wait to ask those questions tomorrow. Oh, and another thing.
What?
While you were gone, Braves made some moves. We'll talk to Alex to your point.
Yes.
You're not going to believe who's still the closer, even though we brought in a better closer. And Trey, when you left, was the best player on the team. And now Trey, when he comes back, he's the second best player on the Hawks. Oh, a lot of stuff happened while you were gone.
I'm trying to tell you. I feel like, and oh, by the way.
Just state your source.
By the way. Alabama got the dogs not beat out of them, didn't they?
Yes. Oh, and the Michigan coach was hooking up with one of his assistants and then lost his mind.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they called Kalen DeBoer, but he says they didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
I said that.
Let me tell you something. You will lose your mind sometimes over these women, won't you?
It's undefeated.
I mean, it is undefeated. Sharone Moore, but I feel bad for him, and then I don't feel bad, Mike. I mean, you had the world right here in your hands, and you – Are the rumors true? Because, again, I'm overseas. I didn't read anything.
He was sending messages to OnlyFans models after he got out of jail.
Yeah, come on.
Every posted bond. Now, it's a good defense, though. He is pre-positioning. If this was a strategy with his lawyer.
Sex addict?
Sex addict.
Yeah, sex addict.
I'm a sex addict.
How did I know that?
I'm sorry. Because you and I are sex addicts.
How did I know he was going to go there?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, man, look, there is a lot. I need your help today. Let us in on what you think about some of the things we're talking about. We are going to talk to Alex coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And look, he's not done. The Kim signing one-year $20 million deal, I don't know if that sounds like a lot to you. I think it's a fair deal for what the market price was. You didn't want to lock in long-term. It gives you a chance to have some flexibility. But he's not done. Mike, he still has to address some of this other stuff. And again, this offseason is just starting, but the fact that they're in and saying what you've been saying for the entire season, you got to fix this position. This was a position you needed to fix. And the guy came in the last part of the season, and I thought he did a really good job.
Oh, yeah. Another thing while you were gone.
And another thing.
And this just happened while you were coming back from Europe. Georgia Bulldogs, including a starting lineman, accused of shoplifting.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we'll dive into that with Connor Riley later. Yeah, with NIL and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Old-fashioned, whoops, forgot to scan the barcode.
Answer that question.
Come on, Kirby, what's going on?
A lot of stuff happened, man.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I am trying to get caught up on all of these things, and I need your help today. 404-726-0929. If you have a thought, Day-Day, let's open up the phone lines. If you got a thought or two on any of this stuff and much more, because we know there's a lot more that we need to talk about, but Mike's right about the Hawks, and look, I don't know when Trey's coming back, but at this point, I do think we've seen they still need another legitimate score, right?
Right.
In these games the other night, didn't Detroit blow us out or something like that? Look, you still need another score in these games, but Mike's right. Like, the go-to guy and the ball should be going into him and through him, Mike, is Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson. That's just what it is. So.